Hello and welcome to Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MC. I'm Brett Van Heekeren. Thank you so much for your company. This week's story begins in 1976, London, and one of the most innovative and influential independent record labels begins its fascinating story. In that year, the label Rough Trade Records began its life as a humble record shop on London's Kensington Park Road. The shop was opened by a guy called Jeff Travis, who developed it into an independent record label. In fact, one of the most important and iconic record labels the UK has ever had, and the backbone of the alternative music scene. Unusually, Rough Trade ran as a collective, with the artists involved in the daily running of the label. Instead of the usual royalties, they received an unprecedented 50% of the profits of their records. From the start, Rough Trade's roster was actually highly eclectic, perhaps more so than any other independent label, and as such didn't have a signature sound like many of its independent label counterparts. From those beginnings, all of the signings to the label were the work of owner Jeff Travis, the most celebrated of which was probably The Smiths. And the early signings to the label were clearly those punk and post-punk acts attracted to the DIY and music community ethos of the label's philosophy, providing the alternative music scene with some critical releases through the late 70s and into the 1980s. Through five decades of operation, the label has ridden the peaks and troughs of the music business and has endured, offering an important legacy to the independent music industry. And its significant stable of artists and projects are a testament to the revolutionary spirit began by Jeff Travis 50 years ago. So this week in Alt.80s, we take in tracks from some of those influential artists who made Rough Trade Records their home through the 1980s.
Stomach ground. I drank a jar of coffee. this little girl. Oh no, I'm not gonna be, cause I don't wanna be, I never shall be in your family tree. Even if you ask me to, I'm gonna turn you down. I won't miss you around.
That's the Raincoats and No One's Little Girl, a band that were redefining punk rock in the early 80s with their own style of feminist art school punk. They signed to the Rough Trade label and released three albums in their early incarnation. And that track I played for you was lifted from the 1984 album Moving, the album that reached number 5 in the UK indie charts. And Totally Wired by The Fall opened the program. Released in 1980, the single became one of their signature tracks, reaching number 2 in the UK indie singles charts. Arguably, the essential period of The Fall was the tenure that the legendary Manchester group spent with Rough Trade Records, during which time they produced their most arresting and original work. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on to MCE, and this week we celebrate 50 years of UK indie record label Rough Trade Records.
Stalin wasn't stalling when he told the Beast of Berlin that they'd never rest contented till they had driven him from the land. So he called the Yanks and English and proceeded to extinguish the Fuhrer and his vermin. This is how it all began.
Now the devil, he was reading in a good book one day how the Lord created Adam to walk the righteous way. And it made the devil jealous. He turned green up to his horns, and he swore by things unholy that he'd make one of his own. So he packed two suitcases full of grief and misery, and he caught the midnight special going down to Germany. Then he mixed his lies and hatred with fire and brimstone. Then the devil sat upon it. That's how Adolf was born. Now Adolf got the notion that he was the master race, and he swore he'd bring new order and put mankind in its place. So he set his scheme in motion and was winning everywhere, until he upped and got the notion for to kick that Russian bear.
Stalin wasn't stalling when he told the Beast of Berlin that they'd never rest contented till they had driven him from the land. So he called the Yanks and English and proceeded to extinguish the Fuhrer and his vermin. This is how it all began.
Yes, he kicked that noble Russian, but it wasn't very long before Adolf got suspicious that he had done something wrong. 'Cause that bear grabbed the Fuhrer and gave him an awful fight. 17 months he scrapped the Fuhrer, tooth and claw, day and night. Then that bear smacked the Fuhrer with a mighty armored paw, and Adolf broke all records running backwards to Krakow. Then Goebbels sent a message to the people everywhere that if they couldn't hit the Fuhrer, God done hit that Russian bear.
Stalin wasn't stalling when he told the Beast of Berlin that they'd never rest contented till they had driven him from the land. So he called the Yanks and English and proceeded to extinguish the Fuhrer and his vermin. This is how it all began.
Then this bear called on his buddy, the noble fighting Yank, and they set the Fuhrer running with their ships and planes and tanks. Now the Fuhrer's having nightmares, 'cause the Fuhrer knows darn well that the devil's done wrote welcome on his residence in hell.
Stalin wasn't stalling when he told the Beast of Berlin that they'd never rest contented till they had driven him from the land. So he called the Yanks and English and proceeded to extinguish the Fuhrer and his vermin. This is how it all
we'll be right back.
Welshman Green Garside's band Skrittipaliti, initially formed as a punk-aligned and underground act influenced by, well, let's say leftist politics. They transitioned into a commercial pop music project in the early 1980s. And from the Rough Trade album released in 1982, Songs to Remember, you heard The Sweetest Girl, and keyboards on that particular track were played by Robert Wyatt, who opened that bracket with Stalin Wasn't Stolen, originally written in 1943 by Willie Johnson, a song that praised the efforts of Joseph Stalin in his stand against Adolf Hitler's invasion of the Soviet Union. The song, covered by Robert Wyatt in 1980, appeared on Wyatt's 1982 album Nothing Can Stop Us, which was basically a compilation of singles released during the late 70s and early 80s through Rough Trade Records. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCE, and this week we celebrate 50 years of UK indie record label Rough Trade Records. We'll be right back.
memory waste.
That's the Go-Betweens and their 1983 release, Kathleen Kane, from the Before Hollywood album released through Rough Trade Records, the label that picked up the band's Australian debut, Send Me a Lullaby, for UK release, and then convinced the band to relocate to the UK to create and produce the Before Hollywood album. It proved to be a defining moment in the band's career. The album reached number 2 on the UK indie charts, and Kathleen Kane reached number 4. The label also introduced producer John Brand, who worked with the band on Before Hollywood, his previous project being producer on the debut album for Scottish band Aztec Camera, the album titled Highland Hard Rain. And from that album, you heard Oblivious, which was an indie chart topper for the band. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCE, and this week we celebrate 50 years of UK indie record label Rough Trade Records.
Was there nothing you could say? All that you could
had to ride. But you know I'll swim that river to the other side. But before you go, don't you know it's cold outside? I don't know what love is anymore. As much as the radio, and when we lie in bed, we're both alone, hand in hand, skin on skin, then the ice will break, and I'll fall in. Love is anymore. I don't know what love is anymore.
That's Troy Tate, an English musician and record producer, who was a member of several bands, including the Teardrop Explodes and Fashion, as well as working as a solo artist, and for which he's best known for the single Love Is, which I played for you, released in 1983, one of the few releases he made with the Rough Trade label. And before that, Weekend, Welsh band formed by Alison Statton in 1981, following the split of her band Young Marble Giants, of which she was pretty much a key member. The band signed to Rough Trade Records, but recorded only one studio album. That's called La Variété, released in 1982 on Rough Trade label. Made it to number 4 in the UK indie charts, staying there for 15 weeks. It was revered by critics, who saw its release as a bold new departure from the prevailing post-punk ethos. And from that album, you heard the track Drumbeat for Baby. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on to MCE. And this week, we celebrate 50 years of UK indie record label Rough Trade Records.
Let's open that one. sisters, yes I do. Even if I read them before again and again. You're such a good thing. You're such a good thing. Sometimes you try harder for me than I tried myself. Sometimes you try harder for me than I tried for myself.
Oh,
That's Easter House, Manchester band formed by brothers Andy and Ivor Perry, who used the band to espouse their left-wing political ideology. Their Rough Trade singles, Whistling in the Dark and Inspiration, which I play for you, were both top five indie chart hits for the band. Their 1986 debut, Contenders, was also a top five indie album for the band. Whilst the Rough Trade label didn't promote a particular sound through their artist signings, the favoured political standpoint was clearly evident in the artist's profile of their stable, as we've heard throughout the program, which clearly wasn't a barrier to chart success, as exhibited by The Wooden Tops, a band who took punk's DIY ideal and applied it to fairly stripped-down acoustic pop. And the South London five-piece achieved a great deal of critical success in their short time together. Their two albums, released through Rough Trade Records, topped the UK indie charts, and from the 1986 album Giant, you heard Good Thing, a top 10 indie single for the band. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MC, and this week we celebrated 50 years of UK indie record label Rough Trade Records. Going to leave you with an iconic piece from perhaps the highest profile band in the Rough Trade suite, The Smiths. Regarded as one of the most important British bands and one of the pioneers of the 1980s indie music scene. Each of the band's four studio albums went to number one on the UK Indies charts. Similarly, most of the band's 25 independently released singles achieved the same status. From 1985, this is How Soon Is Now. For more alternative 80s music, join me again next Tuesday from 6 for Alt.80s on 2MCE. We'll be right back.
exactly.